Amanda, were you singing along with Michael Jackson?
You know, I was vibing with it, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Michael Jackson and S-Dot on the mix this morning, 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. Amanda Vigas is joining us. She is the outreach manager from Trellis, the Minnesota Senior Linkage Line. Tell us about Senior Linkage. What is that, Amanda Vigas?
Yes. Well, hi. First of all, thank you for having me this morning.
It's our pleasure.
I am happy to be here. And, you know, Senior Linkage Line is a free service. We are a statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging. We are in partnership with Trellis, which is the area agency on aging of the 7-county metro area, and the other area agencies on aging across the state. And basically, what we are is we are a free information and assistance line. We can answer questions, offer resources, things like transportation, housing, food support. You know, we serve older adults, families, caregivers. You don't have to be a certain age to call us. Anybody can call. And, you know, one of the really nice things about Senior Linkage Line is that we are completely unbiased, and we really try to empower people to make informed choices about, you know, things like Medicare decisions, while we're also helping to navigate through the complexities of this and other topics. So, really valuable resource. We are available to answer phone calls Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That phone number to give us a call is 800-333-2433. And, you know, we are just a really great resource for people who really don't know who to call or where to go. So we are a great support for people in Minnesota.
We're talking about the Minnesota Senior Linkage Line. What prompted this line to come into play anyway? Was the state just not doing enough, or did it need a more hand to help to handle the job?
Yeah, well, you know, it basically, you know, this is to focus on really providing those resources for older adults and caregivers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, you know, that's part of it, right? We, in partnership with the Area Agency on Aging, we're able to bring this service to all Minnesotans to be able to be that resource for older adults, for caregivers. You know, we have a database of over 40,000 different resources and services.
Wow.
Where we are, you know, helping people find what they need, but also, like I said, too, empowering people to, you know, take their healthcare into their own hands. So just a really neat service. And, you know, this is April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we have and we have lots of volunteers who help us do this work of the Senior Linkage Line. And, you know, and I'd love to talk a little bit about what our volunteers do, because they are so essential in helping us carry forward this work. And we have over 100 volunteers, and last year they donated over 5,500 hours. So you can see that they really, it's incredible. And they provide expertise and experience in things like Medicare, advanced care planning, data analysis, healthcare fraud. Some of our volunteers speak multiple languages, so they help us with language translation, and they also serve as ambassadors for their communities, you know, to kind of help bring that trust of the Senior Linkage Line. So
what's the number one question
really
that you
important.
Get?
What's the number one question? Yeah, the number one question, you know, I don't know if there is one single question, but we get so many questions about Medicare, you know, Medicare, housing. You know, I would say those are kind of the two top questions people are calling about. You know, Medicare, one, because it is just such a complex topic. It's so confusing. There are so many different options. And Senior Linkage Line provides that unbiased support. And so, you know, we're not trying to sell anybody any Medicare plans. We're really just trying to help people figure out what's going to be best for them. And we actually have volunteers who do Medicare counseling. So they do free one-hour Medicare counseling appointments where, you know, they'll sit down with an individual and they'll go over all of their options with them and really try to navigate this process. So really, really helpful support and information, especially, like I said, it's unbiased and, you know, not everywhere you go is going to be unbiased and have your best interests at heart.
I see that. Do you hear more from the people who are of Medicare age, or do you hear from their children or other caregivers?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a mix. You know, we will get people who call on behalf of themselves, you know, looking for help with Medicare, looking for transportation, right? Maybe they can't drive anymore, so they're looking for transportation to doctor's appointments or to run errands. But we also get a lot of calls, you know, from family members and caregivers who are, you know, they're caring for their loved one and they just don't know where to go for support. They need things like respite care. They need caregiver support. Mm-hmm. They need help finding housing for their loved one, whether they have to move into an assisted living or memory care. So, you know, we really do get a variety of calls from all ages.
So for our listeners right now, what is the number? How can we connect with Trellis and the Senior Linkage Line?
Yeah, so the Senior Linkage Line phone number, 800-333-2433. If you want to learn a little bit more about Trellis, which is the Area Agency on Aging for the 7-County Metro Area, you can visit our website, trellisconnects.org. And if you're interested in volunteering, you know, I'm going to give a little plug about volunteering at Trellis because, one, it's National Volunteer Appreciation Month.
Sure.
But second, we are always looking for volunteers to help us do this work. So if you go to that website, trellisconnects.org, and go to the volunteer tab, you can learn about the different opportunities that we have available for volunteers. You know, I would just say that right now we're looking for phone call center volunteers who actually help us answer the phone on the Senior Linkage Line. So kind of a neat, neat role. And, you know, we get over 1,000 calls on the Senior Linkage Line every week. And so
Wow. This,
yeah, even a volunteer who answers phones for a few hours each week helps significantly. So, you know, we're always looking for people to help us do that work.
It is so great that you have real people answering the real calls coming in from real
Yes. People.
That's so
Yes. Important. Yes, absolutely.
So do you have a final thought for us, Amanda?
You know, I would just, a final thought would be to just share a little story about one of our volunteers. I wish I could tell you about every single one of our volunteers, but I don't have time today. But I'll just highlight one. We have a volunteer. Her name is Manuela. She has been a volunteer at Trellis for 2 years, and she holds a variety of roles. And I think the unique thing about Manuela is that she speaks Spanish as her first language, but she took this volunteer role to kind of help her practice her English. So she goes out to outreach events, and she talks about the Senior Linkage Line in Spanish with other Spanish speakers, but also in English to help her practice, which I think is just really cool. And she also comes into our office to help with administrative tasks. And, you know, she volunteers because of the warm and welcoming experiences that she gets when she works with other volunteers. So, you know, again, our volunteers are wonderful, and we do on our Facebook page. So if you have Facebook and you want to like our Trellis Facebook page, you can see stories of our other volunteers and read more about them.
That's pretty incredible because volunteering, you give of your time and your service, but also there
Yes. Is
a reciprocal effect where you get more sometimes than what you give.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Everybody has a reason of why they volunteer. And, you know, I may sound a little bit biased, but I feel like our volunteers, you know, they really have the heart for volunteering, and they're really passionate about their work. And, you know, sometimes people are like, well, really somebody volunteers their time to talk about Medicare? You know, who would do that? You know, that sounds crazy. But we have just so many volunteers who have that expertise, and they want to share it with other people. So it's just really amazes me every day.
That's great. That senior linkage line is 800-333-2433. Amanda Biggis, the outreach manager, thank you so much for being with us this morning and sharing about the wonderful work of Trellis and the senior linkage line, Minnesota Area on Aging. Have a great weekend, and let's get those volunteers to work.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Take care.
All right. You too. Thanks.